Well, not too long ago, I saw this YouTube ad.
Oh! Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
And my first thought was, why are they playing Christmas music in the middle of May? Anyway, look at these dogs. They look totally real, but they're robots. They don't shed, they don't poop, they just do cute puppy things. And I thought that it sounded too good to be true, but this was a sponsored video on YouTube's platform. Surely it must be legit, right? So I did what I'm sure many people have done, and I went to the sponsored website and I bought me one of these dogs. Just kidding, I didn't do that. I bought two! Because how could I not? They were 55% off. And check out the description. They're made of synthetic leather and they're 100% handmade. In fact, it was voted the best technological innovation of 2024. Look at this guy building them with precision and care. Look at this factory. Look at these glowing reviews. I think that these puppies might just be the best thing I've ever bought. But then I started seeing similar ads all over TikTok with the same videos, and they referred to these things as my realistic puppy.
This robotic companion learns your commands and adapts to you over time.
And the ads are showing the packaging, which appears to use the name Niku. So naturally, I began searching for this marvel of modern engineering to see what has been said about it. Seems like they're available everywhere, including Amazon. But things start to get a little weird when I look at the actual product photos. They're looking a little, I don't know, shall we say inauthentic? Well, it must just be a couple of bad photos. I'm sure it looks a lot better in person. After all, look at these videos. Look at what these dogs are capable of. Haters will say that it's just AI, and I know that a lot of you are too skeptical to buy. But not me. I want these puppies. So after placing my order, I waited patiently, and I followed the tracking, and I could see that this package was coming all the way from Hangzhou, China. And I thought, wait a minute, I thought that these things were made by engineers in Germany.
Crafted by master engineers in Germany.
Oh well, let's just hope that they don't get hit with any tariffs. So now we have some time before these dogs arrive, so why don't I tell you about the other crazy thing that I saw. This old woman on TikTok is bawling into her phone about her beloved animal shelter that's about to be shut down. She's absolutely beside herself, and she started to make handmade cow slippers to keep the shelter open. Aw, look at these cute hand-sewn slippers made by a sweet old lady trying her best to save the animals. And it's not just her, here's her husband doing the same thing.
Hello, everybody. Okay, I have a story for you.
Wait, what's the story? Why'd you cut him off? Maybe because this is just a clip from some old-timer telling stories that they've just clipped the first 3 seconds of in order to sell cow slippers. The real guy is from a TikTok page called Holy Tote, who's making videos to help sell Bible bags.
Hello there. Glad you came by. Now that you're here, I got a story for you.
Nope, wait a minute. It's the same thing that is happening here, too. They've stolen his likeness and even cloned his voice to peddle these Bible bags.
I haven't gotten any sales in 9 months, and it's been extremely hard.
I don't know what's weirder. These videos are the fact that people are falling for them and buying the merch. Talk about lying for the Lord. What does this Bible even say? Hose burst? Oh, and by the way, those cow slippers that they're selling to save the farm, you can buy them at Walmart or Amazon for a lot less. They're made by Gulaki, and guess who owns the trademark? You know, before the internet, our parents actually had to create useful products and then use actual brains to market them. Now we just splice together heart-tugging clips of old people to sell overpriced junk from China with the help of AI.
It's imperative that this message be heard.
Okay, should we check in on our dogs? Look like they just barely left China after a whole freaking week. We might be waiting a while. You know, there's a lot of shady sites out there, and it's a good thing that I have this little browser extension called Aura, because it flags malicious sites when I visit them, so I know to be careful before wasting my money on crap. Aura is sponsoring this video, by the way, and it's an app that I keep on all my devices to protect me from scams and identity theft. The browser extension is just one of the many tools that you get with a subscription. Scammers are using AI to deceive, but Aura is using it to monitor your personal information, like your social security number and your financial details on the dark web. If anything gets compromised, it lets you know right away. It also has a call assistant that screens and blocks spam calls, which are getting totally out of control lately. And it will even alert you if you're using old or weak passwords that put you at risk. Artificial intelligence is a powerful technology when it's used the right way and not just to sell you junk. So let it work for you, not against you. You can try Aura for free for 2 weeks and see what it finds about you and what it can do to help keep you safe. They got a whole suite of tools all built into the app, and it's worth checking out. Just use my link, aura.com/pleasantgreen, so that they know that I sent you. Give it a test drive and see if it's right for your family. Anyway, let's check in on the dogs. Yep, still on their way from China. Okay, let's look at another weird thing. I was watching a review by The Critical Drinker about Andor Season 2. Great show, by the way, and a lot of folks in the comments seemed to agree, but one of the top comments was not like the others. It said, "I am Isabella. I am sick, and the survival rate from this disease is very weak. I am very afraid. Pray for me." And I thought, well, that's sad, and the comment was right at the top, which means it's gotten a lot of engagement. Except the replies have absolutely nothing to do with Isabella. So what's going on? Then I noticed that the comment has been edited, so it must have said something completely different at first that got people engaging. But now it's been changed and it's just sitting there for all of Critical Drinker's viewers to see and have sympathy for. So who is Isabella? Well, if you go to her channel, you can see that she's also an AI person using an AI voice to make gaming videos.
"I believe that this channel will be a source of happiness and entertainment for all of us, and we will grow together."
Well, I did a search and I found Isabella replying to a ton of popular videos, usually with the word first, very early during the upload. Then after generating a ton of engagement, she'd change her comment to her sad story, getting you over to her channel. Unfortunately, these comments were deleted before I could get a screen recording, which is actually a good thing, but the channel is still there, gaining views and subs by people feeling sorry for this poor girl. I guess making Arabic food videos wasn't working out so well. So, I guess instead of trying to make entertaining videos to get views, I could just use AI to make myself look sad and get you to watch out of sympathy. Anyway, let's get to the question y'all are asking. Where are my dogs at? Well, I can say that after nearly an entire month, 27 days to be exact, the best technological innovation of 2024 was delivered to my house. Just kidding, it wasn't. It was nowhere to be seen. My dogs had gone missing. Was all of this for nothing? Had I been scammed? No, it was just a mistake made by the post office, and it was dropped off by a nice neighbor girl a couple of days later. Finally, the dogs had come home. But what the heck is this packaging? Of course, I rushed to rip it open to see what had come, and I could not contain my disappointment. These looked nothing like what I had been promised in the ad. Or maybe I just needed to power them up. Oh wait, there's no USB charging like they advertised. Guess I need to stick some of my own batteries in there. Now, let's bring this puppy to life. Well, that sucks. Let's put it next to a real dog to see if you can even tell the difference. Nope, she's not impressed either. How about the white one? Any different? Will it do the same tricks that I was promised? Not exactly. What a scam. So I furiously took to my computer and I wrote an email. I said, "Thanks for getting me my items. Can I ask why these dogs look nothing like the way your website displayed them? Also, can you tell me where it was awarded Best Technological Innovation of 2024? And they responded and they said, "Hi, Pleasant Green, thank you for your questions. When I called the robot puppy the best, I was really speaking from personal opinion and the great feedback we've seen so far. Of course, best is pretty subjective and can mean different things to different people." I'm sorry, but no, saying something was voted as the best technological achievement of 2024 is not subjective. You are making a claim about something that happened and now you have nothing to support that claim. Then they said it might not have won a formal award yet, but it's definitely been well received by the people who've used it. If it hasn't won any award, then why did you say it won an award? The robot puppy has been a standout for a lot of customers. It's extremely fun and adorable with features like tail wagging, head tilting, walking and barking, especially for those looking for comfort or something a little different from the usual plush. Cool, but that's not what you advertised. You sold me on something that was 99% similar to a real dog.
It boasts an incredible 99.9% similarity to a real dog, powered by advanced AI.
Then they said, to avoid confusing customers about what they will receive, we've added a picture of the actual product in the description. Okay, so now you're advertising what it actually looks like. It would have been nice to know when I bought the freaking things. So I was ready to fire back and make a formal complaint through PayPal and get my money back. But then, the unexpected happened. My little girl fell completely in love with these dogs.
They almost feel like real.
And I felt that it was my responsibility as a father to educate her and tell her that this wasn't cute. It was a scam by deceptive advertisers weaponizing AI to sell cheap crap to gullible Americans for an exorbitant price, and our family was not going to stand for it. But she could not put the thing down. And neither could Pleasant Green Jr. And I realized that I wasn't going to send them back as much as I wanted to. I would be stuck with them, and they haven't shut up since the day they arrived. So I never like to admit when I get scammed, but seeing some happy children's smiles makes it sting a little bit less. I just wish I would have bought them for $6 on AliExpress instead of $60 on Scamazon Prime. I had so many emails about these dogs from you guys, and I'm sorry that it took me this long to get you my review, but here it is. You may actually like these things. Just make sure that you shop around before you place an order. Thanks for watching, everybody, and I'll see you in the next video.